Today, almost all new parents will throw a gender reveal party to reveal the sex of their babies. Imagine if, at these parties, the parents assigned a gender to their baby instead of passively accepting whatever color came out of the box. While it is obviously a much different process, Richard Trexler claims that many Native Americans assign gender identities to their children at birth, forcing them to become Bardachis, countering many claims that Native Americans had the free will to choose what gender they wanted to express. My name is Sydney Banich.
And I'm Derek Jones. Today is February 23rd, 2018, and from Grinnell College, we will be focusing on analyzing Richard Trexler's article titled Making the American Bardachi, Choice or Constraint. In the article, Trexler pushes back against previous perceptions of the free-roaming Native American child, and instead argues that gender was as much as a forced social construct as it is today. The way he explains the argument is through the Native American Bardachi, who in this case were people who were raised to take on the roles of the opposite sex. Trexler asserts that Native American Bardachis in the colonial era served sexual, communal, and familial roles that maintained the tribal structure.
Trexler provides examples throughout the article of how these Bardachis fulfilled various roles in the community. On page 6, he talks about how there is evidence that once a family recognized a familial need, they would assign the opposite gender to their infants. If there were only women and the father needed somebody to help him hunt, they may treat one of their children as a boy and teach them the roles that a boy would usually fulfill. Trexler states that Bardachis not only met family needs, but also sexual ones in the communities. People would sleep with Bardachis to avoid ruining girls who were not married. To support his claim that there was a lack of free choice, he cites the age of these children. He states that, quote, "free choice is surely an untenable proposition if it is applied to young boys and children below the age of reason," unquote. He assumes that infants and small children did not have the ability to understand and choose their own gender identities. In addition, he repeatedly affirms that he cannot find evidence of Native Americans choosing freely to become Bardachis and states that this lack of data provides strong enough evidence to support his claim.
To make his argument, Trexler depends on sources from historical and academic articles, as well as ethnographic descriptions of Bardachis. The article itself is now 15 years old and draws from even older sources with a wide range of dates, from 1737 to 1999. Because of the wide time frame of these articles, it was not surprising that we, as readers, ran into some problems with contrasting language and ideas of Native people. For example, two-spirited is now the more acceptable term instead of Bardachi.
In addition to these different terms, there were other parts of the article that I also found troubling. As I was reading, I was continuously thinking about the article by Julia Light titled, "Historians Are Gossips Who Tease the Dead." In the article, she talks about how, through her work, she has sometimes exposed identities of people in the past who may not have wanted their identities publicized. I think about how this concept relates to Trexler's way of discussing these Bardachis. He seems to assign them an opinion about their own identity expression. He assumes that they do not identify with a gender of their own choice and that children did not show a desire to express a certain gender identity. While he's not so much teasing the dead or exposing people who didn't want to be exposed, he is definitely assigning them a state of mind or identity choice that they may not have possessed when they were alive, and he isn't acknowledging that.
Not only does Trexler not seem to completely explore the available evidence, but we found that he seemed to apply a modern framework of a gender binary to his research. While he discussed how parents, quote, assign gender, end quote, he also discussed situations where Bardachis seemed to not completely fulfill a male or female role. By stating that they were female or male Bardachis, he possibly excludes important information about Bardachis who were perhaps gender neutral, a different gender, or something else about their identities. He discusses how some male Bardachis would hunt as children, but would then be married as females and would be, quote, bossy, or how female Bardachis would be used as prostitutes so not to ruin marriageable girls. This is then fulfilling a certain role, but not one assigned to females or males. It is interesting to see the previous notion of free choice among indigenous children challenged by Trexler in his article by exploring the history of the sexual, communal, and familial roles of Bardachis. While we took some issues with his use of agency and language, he did provide numerous pieces of evidence disproving the notion of free choice of gender in these early societies, and it is intriguing to see how the social construct of gender is still so similar today. From Grinnell College, I'm Derek Jones.
And I'm Sydney Banich. Thank you for listening.